Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, and I want to thank you for listening. I get new listeners every single week. The show is growing. I don't even know how the show is growing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing it with your friends and spreading the word. Reality Spirituality, this show, listen, first of all, let me introduce myself properly. I am the world's only happiness specialist. And this show shares with you what I've learned being a happiness specialist. I mean, you know, I'm put on a high standard here. I'm way up there. I've got to really walk this stuff. And what I learn with my trials and errors, with my bumping my head against the wall, with all of my irritation, I teach or share with you how to experience more happiness. And when I say happiness, let me define that for you first. Happiness, my definition of happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Remaining peaceful, having that state of inner peace regardless of what's going on in the outside world. And with that said, there is a formula to happiness, my dear audience. There is a formula to happiness. And all it is eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness, and I got a whole list of them, and then practicing the behaviors that add to happiness. It's very simple in concept. It's a little bit difficult to do in your regular day-to-day life, but like anything else, like developing a balance or being more flexible or gaining more strength or whatever you do that's a skill that you practice, happiness is a practice skill. And the more you practice, and when you commit to it, and the more you practice, the more peace you will feel. I promise you that. The more peace you will feel throughout this journey, and this journey has, you know, listen, ups and downs. It's a roller coaster, people. It's a roller coaster of emotions. It's a roller coaster of events. You never know what's going to come around the corner and hit you right in the eye. But when you are practicing the behaviors that add to happiness and eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness, you will be able to navigate through this life more with more peace. I promise you that. How do I know? Because if I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I had to say that twice. I don't know why. Today's topic, you know, I let you behind the scenes. I let you behind the curtains. I let you see what's behind the curtains. And this happiness specialist got checked. I had to check myself, which isn't unusual because that's really all I am doing is checking myself, checking in, and every moment. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. But if you want to change the world, if you want to contribute to the world, What better way than contributing more peace? And the only way you can contribute peace to this world, and I'm talking about a vibration, because, you know, when you're angry, that's what you're contributing to the world. You're contributing anger. When you're irritated or when you're sad or when you are even depressed, all of those emotions, whatever you are feeling, that's what you are contributing, because that is going to be your vibration, and that's what you are contributing to the world. So it's going to be totally up to you. I choose to contribute peace. I choose to contribute contentment, balance, relaxation. I choose to contribute that to the world. And it ain't easy, folks. I want to say before I go on with today's topic, because today's topic is juicy, juicy, juicy. Who's causing the drama in your life? Who's causing all the, maybe there's more than one. Who's causing the drama in your life? And the question comes, can you be at peace? Can you be at peace in the middle of drama? Can you feel peace? Can you vibrate peace while you're vibrating drama? Well, unless you're on a stage giving a performance, I'm going to have to say no. You can't feel peaceful and have drama and feel drama at the same time. It's kind of like you can't be angry and happy at the same time. There's only one vibration that you are emitting at one particular time. Well, maybe there's, you know, peace, contentment. Same thing. You know what I'm talking about. So to answer my own question, can you be in the middle of drama and also feel peace? I'm going to give you an examples with an S of yours truly, happiness specialist, being totally exposed. Exposed to self. Because that's it. It's a game of looking in the mirror in every single moment. But before that, I just want to say that I am available for weekend retreats, seminars. Just contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. That's my email, info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And also coming in the near future, I'm going to be offering weekend retreats. Of course, that's going to be a little bit more involved. So just contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com if you are interested. Okay. Oh, and Reality Spirituality is now heard on iHeartRadio. Isn't that amazing? So the word is getting out. What is my purpose? What is my purpose on this planet? Is just to share with people how to experience more peace and happiness on this journey. And speaking of that, let me just, hopefully they're not listening. But a week ago, I had a breakdown, meaning that I went to McDonald's and I had the French fries and a filet of fish. And I'm telling you, the filet of fish with no cheese, extra tartar sauce, add onions, add lettuce. No, I don't need tomatoes because Tom Brady doesn't need tomatoes. I digress. And I was really partying. That's one of the ways I party. I was having the best time. I don't do that a lot. You know, maybe a few times a year. Not really a lot. But I was really enjoying those French fries. And I made a video of myself stuffing my face with McDonald's French fries. Oh, no salt. Of course, that's healthier. And I was in heaven. I was singing. I was stuffing French fries in my face. And one of my Facebook friends, and I'm using air quote friends, responded in the comments saying that French fries or McDonald's French fries have no nutritional value. Now, that particular comment is called, number one, getting in somebody else's business. And you know, if you've listened to the show, that one of the things that subtracts from happiness is getting into or being involved in or focusing on anybody else but self, or being involved with anybody else but self. Now, in my head, there were so many ways my ego wanted to respond to that quote, which was what I just said, stay out of everybody else's business and you'll be happier. And then my ego also wanted to respond, what did my ego want to respond? Who asked you? But one of the things if you really want to experience more happiness is to recognize every single time that the ego is the voice, that the ego is the thought, that the ego is pushing you to a certain behavior and not your peaceful, your internal, your real internal self, you know, yourself, you know, the one that's connected to the universe, you know, that higher self, they call it higher self. And I use the term universe. Some people say God, some people say spirit, some people say higher power. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. So it's you when you really recognize and you start to see and divide, and you actually know that your ego is the one in charge and your ego is the one driving. I always like to say, visualize yourself in a car, and who's driving? Is it your ego that's driving and has control of the wheel, or is it your higher self, your internal, your inner being that is always, always rooted in peace? So that's a really easy one. And I knew my poor ego. My poor ego has been starved, beat up, put in the corner, silenced. It's still there. Trust me, it's still there, especially this week. And that's what I want to share. But back to the French fry comment. I wanted to do so. My ego wanted to defriend her, make a comment, retort, you know, come back. Anytime you are clapping back at any kind of comments that anyone is saying, I don't care what your intention, unless somebody's asking you a question, there is absolutely no reason to comment back. Your ego wants you to comment back, and the more you feed your ego, the stronger, the more powerful it will be. So I choose to starve my ego. So I commented back with a heart. I'm sure I did with a heart, or maybe nothing, but I think I might have put a heart there. Because the best way to diffuse anyone coming at you, anyone making a comment, is always just giving a big mouthful of a love sandwich, of an acceptance sandwich. You want to be powerful. You really want to really, if you really want to hit somebody below the knees, love them up. Love them up. I know the ego doesn't like it. Let's get to today's topic. I just had to say that French fry topic because can I enjoy my French fries without any comments from anybody making judgments? Can I enjoy my McDonald's French fries in peace without making a point in the finger and telling me there's no nutritional value? And let's move to the next topic. This is a really quick topic, too, before we get to today's topic of hidden drama. There are, if you listen, you know I teach fitness classes. I'm teaching for a senior group, and there are two women in the class that are retired nurses, that's what I want to say. And especially one of them always comes to me and asks me, if a student hasn't been in class for a week or 2 weeks, she will always come to me and say, do you know what happened to X student, or do you know what happened to Y student? I've been worried about them. I mean, I've heard this comment about being worried and worried and worried about them for, it's over a year now. And so I've tried, and no, let me say my ego's tried, worrying, you know what worrying means. Worrying means you don't trust. And it is true. When you worry, that means you have a lack of trust. Now, that's pretty clear. All worrying is just a lack of trust. And I've said this to her, and I've said it until I'm blue in the face, but it still comes back to me. It's my issue because I'm wanting her not to worry and practice trusting more. I'm in her business. I'm doing exactly what I share with you not to do. Yes, I don't care if my intentions. My intentions are good, but my intentions are whatever, but now I'm in her business. As opposed to acceptance of however she's living her life and however she wants, because she hasn't come to me with the question, Rebecca, how do I stop worrying? No. And let me tell you something else about this worrying. Worrying, which is tying in with today's topic, what is it, 15 minutes into the show and now I'm finally getting to the topic. Come on, you know I lie, I'm a little long-winded. Tying into the show, oh, and by the way, you can call in and speak with me live. The number is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619, and just press number 1. There's people, maybe 3 people in the queue now, and one's just wanting to listen. Okay, that's fine. Listen. Okay, here we go. The other thing about worrying is tied into one of the addictions that is not talked about. This particular topic is not, I've never even heard of it other than me saying it, as an addiction. And you think about all the addictions in the world, from eating to gambling to drinking to drugs to shopping. You name it, doesn't even matter, whatever the addiction is. There is a real addiction to drama. That's right. You can be addicted to drama. How do I know? I'm raising my hand right now because I am a recovering, addicted to drama-aholic. That's right. I wrote about it in my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, which can be found on Amazon. I wrote it about it in my first book. There is an addiction to drama. There's also other addictions, addiction to being right, addiction to arguing, addiction to feeling sad, an addiction to, it just goes on, and addiction to judging. Anything that you don't have control over and you continue to do it is an addiction. That's my point of view. That's my opinion, and don't tell anybody, but I'm usually right about that, especially the addiction to drama. And I was. And worrying is just another form of drama. Plus, let me say this. One of the things I asked her, I said, you know that when you worry, you're not doing anything, you're not helping yourself, and you're not helping the person that you're worried about, right? Oh, I know. But then the continued behavior to worry, that just means that is, it has become your identity. It has become who you are. And when I talk about being happy, it has to be a commitment. It has to be 100% all in. You can't commit to wanting to be happy or wanting to feel peace at half-assed. I mean, you know what? Let me scratch that. You can, but you're going to get half-assed results. So the commitment is a commitment all the way. Let's talk about drama. Oh, let me just say one more thing about worrying. And don't think that you people that are out there worrying about other people, especially when you tell other people, oh, I'm worried about you, I'm worried. Don't think that means that you care. Because you worry about somebody does not mean that you care about them. In fact, it's just the opposite. Put your seatbelts on that, because it's just the opposite, especially if you tell them. Why would you tell somebody that you're worried about them? because you want them to behave in some way, or you want to control some of their behavior. You want to make sure that they call you, or you want to make sure that they check in, or you want, whatever it is not a, it is a programmed emotion. It is a programmed behavior that has nothing to do with caring about someone else. And in fact, when you worry, you're contributing worry to the planet. I'm just saying. No hate on you worriers. Trust me, I'm not hating on you. I'm just saying. Oh, shoot. Hold on a second, audience. I have to get back into this one mirror. Okay, good. Here we go. I had to get back into this one mirror. And again, if you want to speak with me, just press the number one. Okay, today's topic, finally, after 20 minutes of yakety-yacking, today's topic is, who is causing the drama in your life? And I'll give you a hint. I'll give you one hint. And I think with this hint, you'll be able to answer the question, who's causing the drama in your life? And the hint is, it's you. Look in the mirror. It is you. All of the drama that is happening in your life. Trust me, I don't like saying it. It bothers me too. It makes me tense up. It makes me disbelieve. Oh, that can't be true. It has to be other people. Other people have to be causing the drama to it. It's their fault. Always with the pointing the fingers. No, let me tell you this. When you make the commitment, and when you are in every moment choosing between drama or peace, that's just black and white. You either choose drama or you peace. If someone is yelling at you or screaming at you, calling you names, it doesn't matter what, or somebody is whatever they're doing, quote unquote, doing to you, which is another illusion, another fallacy, but that's another topic. Whenever anybody is screaming or yelling at you or angry at you, you have a choice to make in that moment. You have a choice to make in that moment. You can engage, you can react, or you can do exactly what that creek is doing outside the house, which is just flowing and not paying attention. If I go outside the house and I'm screaming and yelling all kinds of obscenities, the creek is just going to keep on flowing. So the practice is being able to be the creek, being able to be flowy, flowing, flowing, flowing. And how do you flow when there's people angry or pointing the finger or causing, quote unquote, causing the illusion of drama towards you? Well, there's a few things that you have to know, that nothing that anybody else does or says you ever take personally. You never take what anybody does or says personally. And I want to share with you, I don't even mind admitting it, because you've listened to the show long enough and you know that I love sharing all of the things that I'm going through. And the last day, yesterday to be specific, I encountered, one piece of drama was maybe from about 3 or 4 months ago, and then the other drama was fresh, it was yesterday. Let me just talk about yesterday's drama. So if you've listened, you know that there was a big snowstorm for about a week, out of power, not only power, heat, gas, phone lines, everything for 6 days. And I stayed in a hotel, but that's not even the point. Everything came on. The power came back on. Everything except the house phone. Now, the house phone is separate than the cell phone. The house phone has a separate line, a separate number. And I would look at the little box, and it would just say, no line, no baseline, no baseline. Now, I'm thinking it's going to come back, because gradually, there's still lines down. You could still see them when you're driving on the highway or down the streets, there's still wires, telephone wires that are down. So I'm thinking, okay, it's just taking a little bit longer for this particular power, this particular line to come back. And it's been 2 weeks. So finally yesterday I decide to, quote, do something about it and find and really do some research and find what's really wrong. Now I've called the internet service. I talked to the tech department. I made at least 4 or 5 phone calls because the first phone call, I had the equipment in my car. I had the home phone. I had the cellular box in the car because I was going to take it to the cellular company in town. And I was going to say, is there anything wrong with this equipment? Can you double check it? So when I made the first phone call to the internet service in the area, the lady that was the tech advisor, she said, well, I'm going to test your line. And I said, well, you're not going to be able to test the line because all of the equipment is in the car. So that was one. So then she said, well, when you go back home, plug everything in and give us a call back. A ticket was created. Now, if you know me and you listen to the show, you know that this customer service thing, this customer service, calling, not getting help, calling, people hanging up, all of this just unsettles my soul. I don't know what, and let me say this, let me just speak from what I thought yesterday. I don't know what it is, but this is this customer service things that are supposed to be working and they're not working just bothers me. And yesterday I figured out why. Yesterday, for the first time, I attached why this is bothering me to the content, you know, from calling Apple Tech to the Internet Tech to DirecTV, all customer service, especially if they're on the phone, or, you know, even face-to-face. Why does this whole situation get under my skin? I mean, I just want efficiency, right? Is there anything wrong with just wanting everything to work like it's supposed to? Is there anything wrong with that? Under all of that, I discovered the truth. And I'm hanging my head. I'm not hanging my head, but my head is in my hands right now. Eyes are covered. And I have to say that this happiness specialist has some residual drama addiction. This whole thing about customer service not getting it right, I can choose to get all involved and have my blood pressure go up a couple of degrees, and I can huff and puff and have the vibration of being impatient. And, I want to talk to a supervisor. Oh, this is another thing that bothers me. Listen to this one. This is another one. Here we go. The long explanation of why, any kind of technical explanation of why something isn't working. Oh, and the other one was really good. And then the conversation about other customers and how other customers are working or not working and other customers' problems. I don't want to hear that. There's my impatience coming. The impatience, the not wanting to listen, the why isn't this working, underlining the least common denominator to all of that shit is drama. Oh, I don't want to say it. Oh, I still have residual drama. Can you believe it? And I just discovered it yesterday. I thought it was something else. It's supposed to be working, customer service. There, get it right. All of that. Well, 2 weeks I didn't have a landline. I'm not paying for 2 weeks of service I didn't get. All drama. Now, the drama, it's really, I'm telling you, this looking in the mirror and being very honest and it's the only way to uproot anything that is still a program, it is uprooting all of the program responses. Now my ego will have me believe that I'm justified to be upset. I'm justified to be impatient. I'm justified to not have to listen to a long story. And I don't even want to tell you, but I'll tell you. And sometimes I just interrupt people and I say, that's not helping me. I'm not hanging my head though. Now I'm not hanging my head because one of the things that I practice and I want to share with you is never to be critical of self. No more criticizing self. I've had decades of criticizing self. I had parents criticizing me. I took the reins and I criticized them. No more criticizing self. So that's another thing to practice, my dear audience. You get an A+ for everything you do and say. So the criticism is out the door. But, which quite frankly, the criticism again is more drama. This is an underlying curtain of drama. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry, but who's causing the drama in your life is always us. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you're shaking your head left to right, but it is always you because in any moment you can choose to be that flowy river, that flowy creek, just be peaceful. You listen. Well, how are you going to respond? Are you going to say anything? No, I really don't have anything to say, and I understand your point, and I agree. You're either choosing peace or you're choosing drama in every situation. And it depends on how bad, and it depends on how committed you are to being, you are to feeling peaceful. How much are you committed? I ought to say, before I even had the light bulb of all of my impatience and this stuff with customer service, I know it sounds, I don't know how it sounds, but listen, we all have our things. Mine is incompetent customer service, things not working right, things not working the way they're supposed to. And the reality is, the universe just throws that in my face so I can practice. So now I have something to practice. And now that's been exposed, I know, I mean, drama, I can't feel peaceful and feeling drama at the same time. And the last example I want to leave you with just happened this morning. Just this morning. I've been living in Oregon I call it a tree house, and surrounded by trees, and last year was my first year experiencing this. Every spring, and I'm telling you, I was so upset and so irritated. I took this personally. I was bothered. I didn't know what to do. Especially being a city girl, I didn't know what to do. What happened? Well, during the spring, every spring. And I have, 13, 14, 15 windows? There's just a lot of windows here. And so what the robins do, the male robins, every spring, and I told this story last year, but this is now it's a year later, so it's a different vibe. The male robins attack the windows. And why do they attack the windows? Purposely. They attack the windows because there is a reflection off the glass, and they are looking at that reflection, which is really them. How's that for spiritual consciousness? Robins. they're looking at the glass and they're seeing a male and they're thinking that it's a robin. So they are attacking themselves. They start attacking the reflection. And let me tell you something. Last year, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know why these robins were running into the windows back. I mean, it was constant for hours. And it started early, as soon as the sun came up, as soon as it got daylight, as soon as it was daylight, which is what, 6:30, 7 o'clock now. Now it's even earlier. And they start, and it's always early in the morning. And they would attack the windows for hours. I mean, not just one, not just two. Every single day. And last year, I'm telling you, my internal state was on fire. I tried getting beads. I tried covering the windows because I didn't know what to do. City girl, I had no clue. I started researching, and finally last year, toward the end, I even bought a BB gun to shoot at the robins when they would come close to the windows. I'm sorry, animal lovers. That's what I did. I didn't shoot to kill them, but they did fly away as soon as they heard the BB gun. Anyway, I digress. So last year, finally, at the end, it's about a two-month time, and it's a constant attack. And not only do they attack the windows, but then they crap right where they're attacking. They're crapping and attacking at the same time. Oh, it's a scene, man. It's really a scene. And it's loud. Anyway, last year I bought these fluorescent, silvery, they have a little shine to them, owls, and they're made out of plastic, but they have a shine to them, and they have bells on the bottom of them, and they have these big yellow eyes, and you suction cup them onto the window. There's a suction cup, and I've got, you should see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 owls, fake owls, all over the windows on one side. And this morning, whether this male robin, these robins, they're brazen and they're pushy and they're not afraid of anything. I guess one of the male robins, he's looking at these owls, and of course they're not moving unless you hit the windows. When they hit the windows, the little jingle bells start bouncing and they make a sound and then the robin flies away. But there was this one robin found a spot that didn't have an owl on it. And it also has I also have a silver coil that you suction to the window too. And it twirls in the wind, and so it makes a little, it twirls and it's silver, so it has a little shine to it. Anyway, this one robin found a spot that didn't have an owl on it. And he was attacking that part of the window. It was the lower part of the window. And I'm up and, Robin! But the energy, the vibration was different than last year. But there was still a bubbling, a boiling, a slow boil, if you will, inside. I had a slow boil. Goddamn robins. Sorry, animal lovers. I was starting to boil a little bit, and then I just remembered my lesson yesterday of the drama. And I can go out and put more owls, suction them to more parts of the window. I can do that without having this bubbly, boiling internal energy. I can do that without adding the little spice of drama to it. You know how you add spices to an ingredient, you add spices to spaghetti or to making a cake. I don't need to add the spice to my behavior because that spice doesn't really feel peaceful. And if I'm rooted in peace, and that's why I want to be rooted in peace, and my intention is always to be rooted in peace, I can do what I need to do without that boil, that underneath boil, boiling. You follow me, audience? It's that hidden drama. And the ego, I'm telling you, the ego is just the slickest thing, so slick, never even goes to sleep, never takes a vacation, never rests. And its only one and only job is to make me feel bad for as long as possible in as many moments as possible. And so I'm getting revved up before my reality spirituality show. Revved up. Father Robin is back. He found a little spot on the window. I don't need any of that drama. I can go stick my fake owls up with the little yellow fluorescent eyeballs and the fluorescent owl body, and be done with it. Unless I am doing anything other than flowing. No. If I am doing anything other than flowing with every single situation, every single, and the universe is going to throw so many things at me, especially since I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, they're going to throw things at me, and they know, the universe knows all inside of you. They know. So from right this moment on, my reaction is not going to be a slow boil. It's going to be a peaceful, taking care of business, buying more owls and sticking them on the windows without the drama, without the drama of it all. So my question to you, my dear, dear audience, is what are you doing to cause drama? And especially if you know someone, meaning if it's your significant other, if it's your child, if it's your mother, if it's your father, if it's your coworkers, when you know people, you know what they like, you know what bothers them, you know what irritates them. So if you know that, why would you even engage in anything that is going to be a potential? Now, I'm not saying that you're the reason for them feeling any certain way, because you're not. But if you are that powerful, and you are, you can walk on your path and you can flow through your journey being this big bundle of peace, this big energy of peace. And you're not going to, and so the ego starts to wilt, because sometimes you might have to eat a little crow, but the eating crow, which I had to do yesterday. Did I tell the whole story about the phone? I don't know if I told the whole story. So back and forth, and I finally go to the cellular store in town. I bring the equipment. I said, this equipment isn't working. She plugs it in. And at first I walk in and I say, I need somebody that's in the tech department. And I say, are you in the tech department? She says, no, I'm not. I'm just customer service. I said, well, I need somebody in the tech department. Oh, I didn't even tell the whole story. I need somebody in the tech department, and I have an edge. I have a chip on my shoulder. Yes, I do. Happiness specialist with a chip. Yes. And I said, I need somebody in the tech department. She said, well, I can help you. What's the problem? And I'm sitting and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now I got to sit through this. I got to explain the problem. And then when a tech person, I got to explain it again. Oh, I got this old thing. I am just so much drama in my own head. And I'm sitting there looking wise and otherwise. And she plugs the box in, you know, the landline box in. She says, well, it works. And she says, let's call tech support. The number is 611. I said, tech support is 611. Even the house is 611. I could have done this from the house. Yes, you could have. I'm huffing and puffing, and she's got such a nice demeanor, and she's so calm. And I'm just being, I'm not having it. I'm being dramatic. I'm being impatient. I'm thinking, oh, because if you listen to the show last week, it was all from my cell phone, not even from the house phone. Anyway, and she's still being patient with me. She is representing peace. She is representing peace, and at that moment, I was representing drama. And guess what the problem was, audience? Guess what the problem was? I'm hanging my head in shame now. Not in shame, but I'm hanging my head. Guess what the problem was? The phone box, I told you the electricity was off. When we came back, the electricity was on. The phone box that's connected to the house phone was turned off. All I had to do was turn the little button, push the power button. And when she told me that, I had to start laughing. I hung my head. I had to start laughing. And I asked her, I said, can I please hug you? I said, thank you. I'm sorry for my drama. I say thank you for being so patient. I hugged. And she was so forgiving and so accepting and so loving. And I'm telling you right now, it was more than just her job, because, you know, you could feel people where it's their job. It was more than that. And she hugged me, and she walked me to the door. And so when I say the drama that I caused, all of that right when I walked into that store, that was all me causing drama. And then when I caused the drama, that's me afterwards surrendering, eating crow, which quite frankly, crow is very empowering, and it starves the ego. So that's what I wanted. That was the whole story. Can't believe I just shared half the story earlier. Anyway, that was the whole story, and that was the reality of all of that prior to me surrendering and putting my arms around her was all me and my drama. And why? The underlying cause is thinking that something is serious and thinking that something is important. Thinking that something is serious, thinking that something is important is all drama. Exactly. The best thing about this is now that you know that all of the things, now that you know what the underlying cause of drama and that you're either deciding drama and peace, it just enables you to be more conscious, more self-aware, and now you have more things to practice, more things to eliminate, and now you have a pinpoint. Now you know what to eliminate. You know that all worrying underneath is all drama. You know that anything important, anything that you think is serious, is another way of, is just more drama. When you practice eliminating the behaviors, the vibrations of what subtracts from happiness, and when you practice adding the behaviors, and let me just list of all the things that add to happiness. Let me put my glasses on. Making happiness your number one priority. Having a moment-by-moment commitment to wanting to be happier. And when I say happy, I'm talking about being at peace. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. I didn't do that. Humbling the ego. I eventually did that. Being yourself. Acceptance. Living consciously. Being okay with uncertainty. Allowing, trusting, letting go. Choosing your perspective. Choosing your focus, staying out of everybody's business, practicing the behaviors that add to happiness, and eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness in every waking moment. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're also heard on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, what else? Oh, Blog Talk Radio, of course. My website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, you can go on YouTube and search for me, and I have a few videos up. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is what I'm writing now. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be open. Be patient. Love is patient, and you cannot grow without being open. Open to new possibilities, open to new beliefs, open to new behaviors, open to new practices. Stay open. Be kind. Be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Have a conscious week. Be conscious of the drama that you are causing. And if you give a beepity beep beep beep, take time, little baby steps, eliminate the drama. Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Rebecca L. Norrington. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Great.